Cinema Dude Kevin Peaches with his movie review.
Kevin Peaches from Morewell is our local film buff and joins us every Tuesday for a review. Kevin, you've just seen Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
That's right, yes.
What does that even mean?
Well, pretty simple, really. We just have a semi-functional scout troop who battle to save their town when basically zombies outbreak and tear everything apart.
Is it a teenage kind of movie, or is it like a more an adult
it's film? Kind of like that. I mean, I see it as like Shaun of the Dead meets Superbad.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
They're two very good movies.
Yeah, they are.
That Super is bad. A huge call. And, of course, everyone going absolutely bat poop crazy about Walking Dead at the
that's
moment.
That's right, they are.
One of the biggest shows on television. Zombies have been back. I mean, Zombieland. There's so much in that genre. Mm-hmm. And a lot of underground films, a lot of, film students and whatever else. There's big money in actually zombie stunts well at the moment. And you're looking at me, Mandy, like you don't know what that means.
Not at all.
So basically, say you, Kev, and I decided that we were going to get into the zombie stunt business. We would get all our makeup and everything done.
please, can we?
Fully, realistic. Yeah. And then if we wanted to scare the pants off someone or make a bit of noise, let's say we went into the city and we went to Federation Square, that wouldn't scare Brad.
Be excited.
You can pay for people to perhaps attend your wedding and all that sort of stuff and just sort of break through the ground and come up like they're going to eat everyone.
Wow.
That's right.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I think Kevin and I just became best friends. So,
what did you think of it?
I mean, it was good. I mean, there's a lot of fan service there for people who do like zombie films, and the characters are good. They're funny, very sharp dialogue, and of course, if a zombie film, especially a modern zombie film, there's a lot of sort of carnage, blood and gore. And
anyone we would recognise in there?
Actually, not really, no.
I like those films where there's no sort of...
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
No one good in it.
There's sort of no expectations that way, so you can just go in there quite
fresh. No, because they get to save the budget and spend it on fake blood.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Exactly. Well, okay, Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse out of 5 stars. Kevin Beaches, what do you give it?
I give it 3.5.
And I just joined the show, so I just want to quickly know, what did you give Burnt starring Bradley Cooper?
Haven't seen Burnt, actually, no.
Do yourself a favour. Yeah. Just go and put your hand on a hot plate instead. It's terrible.
Oh, okay.
Dead set, the worst two hours of my, it is 2 hours of really dodgy food B-roll, so close-ups of people like cutting spring onions and stuff like that, and Bradley Cooper like either in sunglasses, Ray-Bans or otherwise, doing that slack-jawed Texan sort of pest face that he does towards women, and at one point awkwardly doing it towards like a 14-year-old kid.
Wow,
okay,
well, it's a bit strange.
Definitely go and catch that if you haven't seen it. Kevin, thank you so much for the film review.
No,
we'll catch you next week. Kevin Beaches will be back, of course, for another film review next week. Thanks to Peninsula Cinemas in Warragul, and they've actually got a free double pass giveaway right now. So give us a call 13 12 16.